Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Tennessee at 7 o'clock on Friday, and on our sister station, WIRI, at 6:59, River Kings hockey versus the Dells Ducks. Mark Lochner, Seth, going to be doing that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Randy, been a lot of fun hanging out with you. Thank
Always
you.
Always is.
Appreciate Coach Peckham joining us, and all of you for joining us on the airwaves. We'll be back next Monday. More Playmakers 3 to 4, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump testified in his civil fraud trial in New York today, where he's accused of inflating his wealth for financial benefits. CBS's Robert Costa.
I was inside the courthouse today watching this testimony unfold, and it's clear that former President Trump is very defensive about the valuations of his properties over the years.
The judge has already found Trump liable for fraud. The heads of several UN agencies are making a renewed call for humanitarian ceasefires in Gaza. UNICEF spokesman Toby Fricker.
We still have children who have been abducted, being held hostage inside the Gaza Strip. They need to be released immediately. Rockets are continuing to traumatize families inside Israel as well, and tens of thousands have been displaced.
President Biden pledged $16 billion in infrastructure funding today in Delaware.
This line has tunnels and bridges that are over 100 years old. I know because I've walked through two of them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. 35 tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money, and for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Wisconsin Republicans say they'll have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says it's Madison businessman Eric Hovde.
Mega millionaires like Eric Hovde, who haven't officially announced their campaigns, but who are crisscrossing the state right now, have hired staff. They're running shadow campaigns to avoid having to file financial disclosures or face public scrutiny.
Wickler's Republican counterpart is Brian Schimming. He tells Upfront on WISN-TV that Tammy Baldwin is vulnerable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two important Wisconsin groups are receiving funds after they were cut from Wisconsin's state budget. Pete Schwaba has the story.
It's better late than never for two cultural Northeast Wisconsin gems. The National Railroad Museum and the Door County Peninsula Players Theater are getting money from Madison after initially being left out of the state budget. The Railroad Museum will receive $7 million to expand to meet the growing need for museum offerings, accessibility, and immersive programming. Peninsula Players will be getting $330,000 to upgrade living quarters for cast and crew.
The Door County Theater draws almost 40,000 visitors every year. The City of Marshfield overnight parking ordinance began on November 1st. No overnight parking is allowed on any city streets between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. This will be in effect until April 30th. Remember, you cannot park on any street at any time during a snow emergency. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Baseball manager Craig Counsell is leaving the Brewers. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens. Craig Counsell has made his decision. He is leaving the Milwaukee Brewers to become the manager of the Chicago Cubs. It's one of the biggest surprise stories in sports in years. Counsell had met with the Cleveland Guardians and then reportedly with the New York Mets. This morning, the Mets announced that they had hired Carlos Mendoza, who spent years with the New York Yankees staff. And then the bombshell, Craig Counsell will replace David Ross as the manager of the Chicago Cubs with a five-year deal worth $40 million. He will go from $3.5 million a year in Milwaukee to over $7 million a year, making him the highest-paid manager in Major League Baseball. Craig Counsell had this to say last month after the Brewers lost in the playoffs to Arizona.
Look, we're disappointed. I mean, these chances are sacred. They're for players that you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over.
Again, Craig Counsell, the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. 35 tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I hardly ever call a Monday glorious, but the weather's got me feeling glorious, man. It's beautiful here in Madison.
Enjoy it while we can, folks. Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Nate, working the board, our fair audience, welcome back.
Very excited. It was a big political weekend, and it's time to get to work. And Dom, today is effectively election eve. And you could say, well, we don't have elections here tomorrow, but there are big national elections tomorrow. And I did some math, Tom, and I tried not to strain my brain too badly, but...
Not too badly.
Do you know, tomorrow would mark 7 years since Heartless Radio threw the greatest radio show ever off the airwaves. Quit cashing our checks, man. 7 years ago today was our last great broadcast on Heartless Radio across town there.
That was a long time ago, man.
And what happened the very next day, Dom?
Christmas music.
Oh, yeah, and Donald Trump got elected, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Donald Trump got elected show, not ready for FCC. We did a straight-to-stream product, very profane the next day. My reactions, very profane the next day, Dom. And I saw some polling over the weekend, and my first gut reaction was very profane, not quite suitable for FCC and broadcast, but yeah, I've had the weekend to tone it down. I'd like to bring it up to your attention and that of the audience. Trump leads Biden in four key swing states, new polling finds. And this ain't Rasmussen polling. This is New York Times polling. Dom, former President Donald Trump holds an edge over President Joe Biden in a series of hypothetical matchups among registered voters in four key swing states. There's only like five key swing states in the whole nation, Dom. And this polling is from the New York Times and Siena College. In Nevada, a state Biden narrowly carried in the 2020 presidential election, Trump boasts 52, Biden's at 41. 52-41, Dom. Trump also tops Biden in Georgia, you know, where Trump lost by about 11,780 votes last time, Dom. Well, today, Trump also tops Biden in Georgia, a state that was central to his ploy to overturn the last presidential election. Trump's at 49, Biden's at 43. Above and beyond that, Dom, Arizona spent some time there earlier this year. Arizona, Trump's at 49. The president, the current one, Joe Biden, 44. Michigan, your old stomping grounds, Dom. Home to Dana Nessel, Gretchen Whitmer, thought it was a blue wall over there. In Michigan, Trump holds a 5-point lead as well, 48 to Biden's 43. And the only lone, you know, I guess a former blue state that went red for Trump that's not below water, Dom, is actually the state of Wisconsin. Last time I checked, we were about 2 points over water here. 2 points, Biden in the column. Each poll has a margin of sampling error between 4.4 and 4.8 points. And head-to-head matchups remain theoretical. Primary voting does not begin until next year. Yeah, about January 15th, they have that Iowa caucus. And by March 15th, about the time Trump's supposed to be in trial, Dom, well, they got Super Tuesday. And unless all the evidence is laid out sufficiently quickly enough to overcome the MAGA sentiment of the base, Trump is going to be your nominee probably by March 15th. Just the way the primaries lay out for the Republicans.
Convicted for one of the many myriad of crimes he's been involved with. And so, Crudy, here's the thing. And I saw the poll, and then I saw, you know, social media people freaking out about it. Saw MSNBC, everyone's, you know, very, very hyped up about it. But then I saw some folks who were actually like dove into the backside of it and looked at the numbers and looked at what was going on. So I found a summary over at nwprogressive.org. Thoughts on New York Times, Siena's college battleground state polling. And they get into some of the detail, the weighting of the registered voters. But essentially, they're saying, hey, listen, a couple of things. Number one, the weighting seems a little off. They oversampled Republicans.
What?
And they bring up a couple. I know you always say that, Crudy. And here's one of the things they said. Just how few progressive or partially progressive voters are in the sample, the percentages may surprise you. The cross tabs for these polls show that 75% of the respondents identify as very conservative, somewhat conservative, or moderate, which isn't, according to them, an ideology. Furthermore, a whopping 4/5 of the total sample said they consider themselves something other than liberal or refuse to answer specific questions. 39% identified as moderate, a label that sounds good but doesn't stand for anything. 36% identified as conservative, nearly twice as many of those who said liberal. And they go into more detail. I'm not going to get into it, but there's something to look at. Polling is polling. There's data. They put it out there. You can analyze what they did, how they said it, how they calculated it. And based on what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, come on, man. This poll says 22% of African Americans are going to vote for Trump. 22%? New York Times also says, as they discuss this poll, quote, the drift in support is striking, given that Trump won just 8% of black voters nationally in 2020 and 6% in 2016. And what, he's up to 22%? No Republican presidential candidate has won more than 12% of the black vote in nearly a half a century. And Donald Trump didn't do anything to make his case better. I don't see that happening, man. I don't see black votes for Donald Trump at 22%, man. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. We're a year out. The guy's got a lot of headwinds. I won't even get to my predictions, but the guy's going to be in jail. Let's just put it that way.
Dominic, in new polling, it's closer in two other swing states. In Pennsylvania, that was one of the big ones, right? A state Trump won in 2016, but Biden recaptured in 2020. Trump is at 48. Biden's at 44. And one Pennsylvania voter told the Times, who supported Biden in 2020 but now backs Trump, told the outlet, the world is falling apart under Biden. I would much rather see somebody that I feel can be a positive role model leader to the country, but at least I think Trump has his wits about him, Spencer Weiss said. In Wisconsin, meanwhile, Biden takes 47% to Trump's 45%. well within the survey's margin of error, 2%. Now, we're going to have our own polling expert on this fine show Wednesday when there's new Marquette University Law School polling, Wisconsin polling out. And I'll look forward to that. I'm not going to overreact until Charles Franklin tells me how he oversampled Republicans on Wednesday, Dom. I often tease Charles, but he's a friend. He's coming around here with the newest polling around the 5 o'clock happy hour on Wednesday. And tomorrow, Dom, we got a big show. We got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler. We've got our pal, Joe Sopecki, Sopecki Communications. These are a couple of the finer Dem strategists in the great state of Wisconsin. And again, tomorrow marks 1 year to the election day. Presidential, senatorial here in the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin's on that ballot. And also our pal, Darcy Haber. Dom, she heard you were coming to town.
Hey, yeah.
And you were going to be in the Solidarity Realty Studios. So the namesake from the Solidarity Realty is coming in studios tomorrow in the later 5 o'clock hour. Darcy joining us on air. It's been a while. We'll catch up. Lots of real estate news. But Dom, there's another article that I would say perhaps goes in tandem with this article. It's an article about the state of Wisconsin. CNN, my source. The headline here, these black voters could determine Biden's fate in a pivotal swing state. You know what state they mean? Ours, Wisconsin. John King reporting. There was a Halloween haunted house to plan, finding days, the fall calendar for neighborhood cleanup projects, a big report on criminal justice issues to finish. Veteran organizer, our friend Angela Lang, was more than busy. But as she gave her neighborhood canvassing teams a morning pep talk recently, Lang made clear, every door knock now is a critical building block for the election in November of 2024. Here's her quote. You'll all know that there is no way to win a statewide election that doesn't run through you all, right? Said Lang, a founder and executive director of the Milwaukee group, BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Again, her quote. There is no way to win a statewide election that doesn't run through the Black community. Lang reminded nearly two dozen BLOC organizers about to hit the pavement, understanding the dynamics that Wisconsin is an incredible battleground state and is a swing state. What happens in Milwaukee can impact the rest of the state, which ultimately can impact the rest of the country. No pressure, she says. Dom, the pressure, of course, is enormous. Wisconsin is one of the battleground states that settles close presidential elections, and Black turnout in Milwaukee is a pivotal piece of any Democratic path to victory. And CNN recently visited Milwaukee as part of a new project designed to track the 2024 campaign through the eyes and experiences of voters in key areas. It was clear from 3 days spent in the predominantly Black neighborhoods on the city's north side that President Joe Biden faces a daunting enthusiasm problem among voters essential to his reelection hopes. Wisconsin swung from Donald Trump in 16 to Biden in 2020. And with the former president, the front runner for the GOP nomination in 24, the Badger State could again be forced to choose between the two men. Trump won it by just shy of 23,000 votes. And a drop in Milwaukee's Black turnout was a major factor. Biden carried the state by just shy of 21,000 votes 4 years later, when better showings in Madison and the suburbs helped offset the fact that turnout in Milwaukee Black's precincts, again, it was down. And before hitting the streets, roughly two dozen Black organizers in the morning meeting were asked to share what they were learning from calls, texts, and emails from local residents. Police violence against Black youth is a constant complaint, but worries about crime are on the rise too, and some residents want more police walking beats, not just responding to calls. Good-paying jobs are hard to find. Speed bumps are not doing enough to stop traffic in residential neighborhoods, and the schools are not what they used to be. Dom, we are, you and I, collectively, the Devil's Advocates radio show, and it's 1 year till an election, at least effective tomorrow. Come back. One big show until election day. More Devils.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show, you can always join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to get back to this CNN piece, Black Leaders Organizing Community, Angela Lang and her team in Milwaukee, the centerpiece of this article. But I want to acknowledge the great fun I had this weekend. I partied with the Walworth County Democrats, and they did a little 1 year to the election, 1 year to the win gala. And I got to tell you, Dom, I was quite impressed. The room packed. Packed. They had, I would guess, a couple hundred people in the room, filled up the ballroom, and it was myself, and it was Sarah Godlewski, the Secretary of State, and Melissa Agard, and, you know, a few others, candidates for differing offices, but, you know, there's a lot of love for the Devil's Advocates in that room, I'm telling you, Dom. And as I mentioned earlier, it was 7 years ago today they took us off the airwaves, Dom. In 1 year from now, and I told the Dems this, and I mean this in all honesty, I have never been so optimistic about the chances of the blue team. Broadly, Team Blue. Am I concerned about the current polling numbers of Joe Biden here in the state of Wisconsin and across the nation? Hell yes, I am. So is David Axelrod. Maybe we'll talk about that later, Dom. But thank you to the fine Dems who invited me and the other electeds, you know, the real stars of the night. They did a great job. My understanding, they turned out and raised for the Democratic Party of Walworth County $33,000 that night.
Nice.
That's a hell of a job. And the Lake Lawn Resort, it was beautiful. Thank you for inviting me. And the Middleton Dems, Dom, I'm doing it again this Sunday. The Middleton Dems, Lakeview Park. You know, right off Mendota Ave in Middleton. I thought I would be one of the luminaries, being, you know, one of the more prominent Dems from Middleton. Oh, no, Mark Pocan's the headliner. So this Sunday, if you're looking for something to do, come and join the Middleton Dems, and yours truly. I'll be out at the Lakeview Park shelter 4 to 6 p.m., I believe, and the headliner there, Mark Pocan and others, and maybe me. But very excited to be a part time and very optimistic about possible outcomes, but a lot of ifs, ands, and buts between here and there.
Yes, and a year, dude, is a very long time. And we have a leading Republican presidential candidate who is taking the stand today in a civil case, and he's got other criminal cases coming up. So, yeah, but let me ask you, Crude, and I appreciate, saw the social media posts, love to see our friends at the Dem party. But we were talking on Friday, and we were, I guess, talking about an article that some, looks like apparently Democrat kind of turned a little more conservative in their older ages, talking about how, you know, the Democrats aren't speaking to rural America. And I as we got off the air off that day, and I was wondering, knowing you were going to this thing, are you going to question? You're going to bust some chops? You're going to ask our friends, hey, what are you doing to reach out to rural America. And outside of that, I mean, we're talking about, you know, working class, quote unquote, kind of people, man. I don't know. A lot of people working in the state legislature, they're not getting rich, man. As far as I know, these are like 50 grand a year jobs plus per diem. So these are exactly the demographic that these folks and we were discussing last week. They're a part of that demographic. So what's your sense? Do you have any new insight to offer? Did you have any criticism for the Dems, you know, when you weren't behind the mic?
Not to their faces. Absolutely not.
Come on, man.
Well, here's what I did say. In my own defense, and really in the defense of Melissa Agard, especially, she was PolitiFacted just this week. And the issue, the topic of the PolitiFact were feminine hygiene products. And I don't know if you know, Don, but those are taxed here in the state of Wisconsin. And the minority leader, my good senator here from Madison, not technically mine, I've got Hesselbein in Middleton, but my good senator made the point and was PolitiFacted absolutely true that items like Kit Kat bars and potato chips and Viagra are not taxed as essential items. But here in the state of Wisconsin, tampons and feminine hygiene products are. And that doesn't seem quite equitable to her. So she brought it up and she got PolitiFacted over it. And damn if our side doesn't speak truth, Dom. She's been PolitiFacted twice recently, both times true. So I pointed out to Melissa Agard, I thought she was doing a great job of A, laying out an analogy that most people understand. The inequity of why one product would be taxed when, you know, a Viagra is not taxed, my Kit Kat bar is not taxed, Dom's potato chips are not taxed. You know, why would these necessary items for females be taxed? Well, of course, you'd like to change that. Yeah. And above and beyond that, I think it really is a kitchen table issue. You know, when you start talking about things people have to spend money and expend their taxes on, well, I think Melissa particularly is doing a great job of trying to get out there and spread the word. And not that the Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, needs any sort of defense in this case, but she was on another fine radio show this morning on the Civic Media Network, and I heard her describing what she can do as a Secretary of State to help economic development on behalf of the state of Wisconsin, how we can, you know, build it in Wisconsin, and we can make that an ad campaign, and we can actually influence business outcomes for the state. And she can do that through her understaff little office there that she hopes to, you know, create more viability from. So no, I was very happy to be on a speaking panel with those two fine electeds. And I would tell you, Dom, if they had any animus for me, they were hiding it well. They were both very gracious to me. But the criticism, if that's what it was, the conversation, the pot stirring I did,
sure. Yeah,
really haven't changed my mind, Denny. I have not changed my mind.
But here's the thing. So if it's not these very particular politicians, and certainly because, yeah, I think we name names, man. You know, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to talk about, well, the party as a whole isn't doing something. Well,
where's our vice president?
There is no party as the whole. I'm talking about, you know, there's local politicians, man, and you represent your constituency. No, that's what it comes down to. So when you say that, when you have that criticism, when you have that pot stirring, we have that conversation, we're talking about people that are going to run again every 2 years that are, you know, in those homes and in those communities that represent those people. And you're saying that they're not doing enough. And I just, again,
I didn't say that they were not doing enough. I said more broadly, the Democratic Party has not done enough to convince, especially white working class voters, that they are the party for them. And as Block, as Angela Lange is talking about the daunting task to turn out Black voters in Milwaukee, because, you know, they don't feel like the Democratic Party's offering them much either. Well, you start squeezing the demographics. If the only demographic left voting for the Democratic Party are college-educated white people, that starts to be a real hell of a lift. So I am suggesting that maybe economic kitchen table issues should take a more front-and-center approach like Melissa Agard displays often through her own advocacy. But no, I'm not picking on that particular Dem. There are a few I could name by name, but we're so short on time in this segment, huh? You know, and I have many more speaking functions coming up later in the month. And who knows who could be there, but...
Well, good news, man. Ben Wickler coming in. Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
He's the head of the Wisconsin Dem Party. Maybe you can say something to him about it. We'll have that conversation. Folks from the Devil's Advocates, come back. 844-96-PARTY.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The homicide trial of a former Milwaukee police officer starts with jury selection today. Michael Mattioli was off duty when he and Joel Acevedo got into an argument in 2020. Prosecutors say Mattioli put Acevedo into a chokehold during the fight, and Acevedo died 6 days later. Mattioli could be sentenced to 40 years in prison. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, November 7th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. Following that, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5:30. In Portage County, the Treatment Court Oversight Committee will meet at 2:30. The Space and Properties Committee meeting scheduled for 3:30 has been canceled. The Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5, and the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2 at 933 Michigan Avenue. The Village of Whiting Utilities Committee meeting will take place at 5 at the Municipal Center. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee will meet at 1 at the courthouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. And they dig in defensively tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Craig Council is headed to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball senior reporter Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic broke the story. After 9 years as the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Council is the next manager of division rivals, the Chicago Cubs. Council gets a new 5-year deal worth $40 million, over $7 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. After the deal was reached, the Cubs informed their manager, David Ross, that after 4 seasons, his services were no longer needed. Ross still has a year left on his contract. With the Cubs. The Brewers had no comment this morning before the news broke. Sources say they were willing to match any offer Council received. The Mets had moved on and hired an assistant with the Yankees, Carlos Mendoza, after talking to Council last week. Craig Council is from Wisconsin. His father worked for the Brewers and had this to say after the Brewers lost to Arizona in the playoffs.
This was a great team. And I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this.
I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 tonight under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 45. 35 tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. 7 years ago today, they shut us down, Dom. But here we are again. Talking politics on the radio where the people
rising from
want the us. You want us on this show. You need us on the show. And they played Christmas music, Dom. Well, the only thing I like to look back and think about is, you know, we used to help out a lot of our local sponsors through this radio show. And I do anticipate we're going to do that again because, you know, it's kind of a cool thing. And I got friends who want to sponsor on the show, so we're going to do that. And if you would like to be a part of the Devil's Advocate, specifically the greatest radio show ever, I don't know if you know this, but we own the afternoon drive. Just let us know. Crute@darnwi.com. I'll hook you up. We'll get you on an ad package, and we'll lift your business for 2024. But Dom, I'm also worried about lifting the candidates for 2024. I want to go back to the CNN piece, revisit for just a minute. CNN's reporting on the actions of Black leaders organizing community, Angela Lang and her group in Milwaukee. And they're in Milwaukee, and they're on the ground with these canvassers. And here was the sentiment. And there's a lot of this. And here's the quote. Most people don't even want to go vote, Shanice Jones told The Room. She said people tell her over and over they're tired of promises made but not kept. Then they talk about on the news how it's less voter turnout. Duh. Why? Because you all ain't doing what you said you were going to do. Another Black organizer, 21-year-old Devonta Johnson, echoed the bleak assessment. People don't want to answer their doors. They don't feel like a change is going to happen. Now, the mood a year from now will affect the president's reelection odds more than the present mood. But would the president have a Black turnout problem if the election were today? Johnson said, yes, he would. He would have a big problem. And they're talking about in Milwaukee. A couple of hours with the Black canvassers backed up that assertion, as did interviews with both Milwaukee's inner city and along its suburban edge. When organizer Des Woods tried to turn a doorway conversation into next year's election calendar, she was interrupted. I don't want to talk about elections, the woman inside said. You can't do nothing, so there ain't no use to me trying to do. Woods is trying to keep trying. So, are you not a voter, she asked. Yeah, I vote, the woman answered. But it is when I want to, and right now, I don't want to. Now, a little bit more from this article, Dom. May need your help here in a minute. Black voters. All right. Help me out.
All right. Again, CNN, John King here in Milwaukee. Black voters want to see more of Biden and Harris. The Biden campaign is aware of the problem. It recently launched new and very early television and radio advertising buys to shore up its standing among Black voters. And Milwaukee's one of the target markets. Plus, money from the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by Biden is being targeted to help clean up toxins in an old industrial site in a Black neighborhood. In August, the president visited a wind turbine manufacturer in Milwaukee.
And we broadcast that.
Clean energy funding to build electrical vehicle charges. There is time, but veteran activists like Lang want much more from the president and his campaign. Quote, all these candidates come by and sell us these promises, she said in an interview. You know, say you got to go vote to save me, save democracy. And then we don't always see them again. And so folks get more and more turned off from the political process. Now, I would agree there. You can't just show up, you know, every couple of years. You got to plant some seeds. You got to come around. But the article continues. Missing from the new Biden ads is an issue raised often in the overwhelmingly black neighborhoods in Milwaukee's northern edge. Lang said people are wondering, what is he doing in terms of police accountability and criminal justice reform? This is a big issue in our community. The Biden campaign projects confidence that it has a plan to mobilize black voters, though it takes conflicts in important ways. From what we saw and what we heard on the ground. Campaign officials said the team was building an organization that doesn't drop in on black voters, but puts long-term investments to mobilize the community. The official pointed to outreach efforts, including a pilot program launched by the campaign and the DNC this month in Wisconsin and Arizona, focused on outreach to key groups, including African-Americans and Latinos. Joe Biden knows the power and importance of black voters. They were essential to his and Kamala Harris's victory in 2020. Democrats are committed to earning every vote from now until the general election, and we aren't taking a single community for granted. We're making early investments, including the earliest ever paid investment in black radio for a Democratic reelection effort to make sure voters know President Biden has been delivering for them. A DNC National Press Secretary Serafina Chitka said in a statement. Lang, however, told CNN on Wednesday that she hasn't heard much from any Biden or DNC field organization organizers, but that a GOP organization recently had canvassed going door to door in black neighborhoods. Issues aside, Lang said it is critical the 2024 campaign gets back to basics. People always want to see people actually paying attention. And sometimes that means being able to physically be here and engage. With the pandemic, he couldn't hold the big rallies to have the roundtable in-person discussions. The big thing in our community, I think, many others, is that folks want to be heard. I think that is step one. Wanting to see more of Vice President Harris is also something we heard often in conversations, both in the inner city and the Embody Yoga Studio in the tiny Milwaukee suburb of Glendale. That's near my house, Crudy. I was really excited to have vice president that was a woman who identified as a black woman, said Joanna Brooks, a studio owner. I'm not sure she's being put to the best use right now. I would love to see more of her. I have a feeling that she is under wraps a little bit. Brooks graded the president Biden presidency, pardon me, a 7 out of 10 and smiled as she conceded, "I say that only because I'm a Democrat." She turned more serious and sober discussing the election stakes and Wisconsin's outside role. Brooks worried Trump could carry Wisconsin again and create his 2016 electoral map. The role of three Trump-appointed Supreme Court picks in the reversal of Roe versus Wade motivates her to vote in 2024, as do constant attacks on democracy and voting rights from Trump and his allies. "I grew up almost certain that my rights were guaranteed," Brooks said in an interview before leading a hot yoga class in her studio. "I took it for granted, and now, as I sit and I watch the work of so many black folks during the civil rights movement, so many women who fought for women's rights, when I see all their work being slowly undone, that was a wake-up call for me for sure. So we have to fight." Like many here, Brooks said, despite black voters being pretty loyal to the Democratic Party, promises to the black community seem to go by the wayside first. "Sometimes I wonder, just based on how that party has performed thus far for people of color, if we should continue to be so loyal," Brooks said. But given the GOP attacks on voting and abortion rights, Brooks said 2024 is not the cycle for that accountability conversation. "The Republican Party would never be an option for me, especially where they sit right now." Nor is she likely this cycle to consider an independent or third-party candidate like Cornel West, because she knows even slightly lower turnout or modest affections among black voters could tip Wisconsin to the Republicans. "I don't know if I'm willing to take that risk," Brooks said. Amen.
There is a lot more. This is a very comprehensive piece. John King over at the CNN, we posted it on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. This is one of the only states that matter. Illinois, you don't matter. No offense. Minnesota, you matter very little. Those are reliably blue states in the column at this point. But the state of Wisconsin, Dom, a 23,000 vote margin. And Joe Biden not exactly showing electoral strength amongst key demographics, be it white working class voters or black working class voters. So I'm a little concerned. It's going to have to change. Or maybe there has to be a change at the top. That's what David Axelrod says, Tom. I'm going to drag you there eventually. 844-967-2789. Your opinions matter here. Andrew from D-Town, Detroit, man. Joe Biden way underwater in the state of Michigan, according to the new polling. What say you, Andrew?
I'm not following any polls. I think we've learned over the years that these polls are stupid, foolish, ridiculous. They do not reach the young voters. They do not reach the black voters. They don't. There's no evidence in there of anything. One thing I can say is black canvassers need to get to where the people are. Women, beauty shops, and nail salons, men, barbershops. They need to get to the retired. They need to get to those places where there's a lot of people all at once. And the Congressional Black Caucus in this country should be ashamed of itself for not holding up their responsibility for taking care of these people. And then Kamala Harris, oh my God. If Biden gets reelected, how does she think she's going to get elected as president? When where is she?
But Andrew, do you think that's up for?
We know about Kamala.
Kamala Harris is one of the most dynamic human beings I've ever met. The intensity of this woman in real life, Andrew,
that's right.
She was 18 inches off my nose. I do not believe this. Strong former prosecutor, former AG of the state of California, former senator who grilled a few of these Supreme Court nominees. That woman is not staying in the background of her own volition, Andrew. She's doing what the boss tells her to do, right?
Yeah. Well, then somebody gets to get in the boss's ear. That's got to change. That's got to change.
Well, Andrew, I share your sentiment, and I appreciate your call and your listenership from D-Town, Detroit. But, Don, when I talk about the Democratic Party, I'm really talking about the big cheese, Joe Biden, right? He's the head of the party. But there's also Kamala Harris, and he's also got a lot of cabinet secretaries and a lot of different people that are part of the Biden administration. They all come out 3 weeks before the election, man. We'll have Biden surrogate after Biden surrogate after Biden surrogate. I've seen Joe once. Seen Joe once recently. He did come to Milwaukee. That's a good start. Come many, many more times. Because you know Trump well. The only thing Trump really did well as a candidate, he campaigns constantly. He did his campaign rallies constantly. He came to the state of Wisconsin 6, 7, 8, 9 times. To some voters, that matters. Somebody was voting for Donald Trump the year he won. And I don't want to see that again, Tom. I don't want to see Trump presidency, and certainly not in my state.
You know, Trump wasn't president when he was gallivanting around and doing all the rallies and became president. They did some campaigning. They did a lot of golfing. So, okay. And we got Biden right now. Yes. We do as circumstances stand as they are. Lots of worldly troubles, let's call it. Geopolitical strife. Let's put it lightly that way. Right. And Donald Trump's got a lot of court cases. So the campaign's going to wind up, you know, come next year, come 2024. I fully expect that they will get into more of a campaign, quote unquote, mode. But if we're talking about, you know, going to Detroit or coming to Milwaukee, I mean, are you saying, does it have to be? Is it Joe? Is it Joe specifically? Is that going to be
Joe,
the driver?
Or Kamala, or Pete Buttigieg, or anybody that I can say that's a representative of the Biden administration? They care about what's happening in my state, because they better care. We're like one of 5 swing states. They better care. There better be a constant presence in this state. That's what I want.
Is there also the same analysis of the legislation passed and put forth by this administration saying, hey, here are the things that have been helpful to your community, to this community, to that community? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not just about showing up at the campaign to talk about, hey, vote for Joe, but he literally has a record to run on. And I have seen some of those cabinet secretaries out and about, certainly in the press, doing the pressers, doing the meetings. Now, are they holding rallies yet at this point? Maybe they should certainly wind that up. But I mean, there's always going to be voter apathy. And part of the plan for the Republicans is to dissuade people, to convince you that your vote doesn't matter. Don't show up. You know what I mean? They're very proud to get people to not vote. So that's always a headwind to get people engaged in self-governance. And ultimately, at some point, it is the people who decide. And if you don't vote, then you get the government that you deserve.
Wouldn't it Bob Spindell, a false elector and Wisconsin Elections Commissioner that bragged about disenfranchising, suppressing 38,000 Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee and getting Ron Johnson reelected?
Yes, he did.
That's how it works. Come back. More Devils.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
A little less political, Don, but as former state lawmaker Andy Jorgensen describes it, it's like a death in the family. Craig Council, the former Milwaukee Brewers manager, has taken a job with the Chicago Cubs. He is now the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball history. Ooh. And the great news is, Dom, he gets his Octobers off too.
Nice.
You know, for the longest time, my Facebook, you know, my personal Facebook thing, my whatever, the photo you pick, my photo was Jesus hates the Cubs. And by extension, Jesus now also hates you, Craig Council. I'm sorry to break it to you. I hope you're not a religious man.
Oh, man, our kids went to school together, man. And he's beloved in the neighborhood, of course. You know, he's a manager.
Used
of the
to
Brewers.
Be.
I wonder how that's going to be for him walking up to the grocery store these days. But hell, highest paid and manager in
Major League Baseball
MLB history. I mean, I'd take that job.
And he moved 75 miles down the road.
Do you even got to move? Just take the train, man.
Other sporting news, and we do have our own fine sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joining us at about 5:20 Central Time, 4:20 Mountain Standard Time. Mike's joining us soon, but the other breaking news, they have announced when the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay, Dom. I hope we are at that party, you know, because we've got a fine radio station there listening to us there right now on WGBW 97.9 FM. And the NFL coming for the largest party in Green Bay history, April 24th, 25th, and 26th, 2025, the NFL draft at Lambeau Field. I'll see you at that party, buddy.
April 24th, 25th, and 26th?
At Lambeau Field, the site of Excellent. The NFL draft. And understand, that means probably a lot of outdoor festivities, a lot of tailgating. You know, it could still be winter that late in the year here.
You never know in Wisconsin, man.
So I'm looking forward to that, Dom. You know, at the trajectory the Packers were on before yesterday, I thought we might be up for a number one. But you still got the inside track, Chicago.
Congratulations. 844-967-2789. Join us on the lines. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I think, you know, it's no time to panic right now. And people need to be reminded, you know, that people need to reminded that the Republicans do not want you to vote. You know, that, and in my opinion, it's a clear violation of the 14th Amendment, Section 2, where we're guaranteed the right to vote. And any abridgment of that is a violation of that right. I mean, and 14th
what if
Amendment,
they just trash your candidate on talk radio? What if they just buy ads and, you know, sort of depress your enthusiasm to go vote? Well, is that voter suppression, Mark?
No, but you have to go out and combat that with your own ads and answer to that directly. But what I'm talking about is the intentional, you know, knocking people off the voter rolls. I heard that what in Virginia they knocked what's his name there in Virginia? It slips in my mind for the moment.
But oh, Youngkin?
They knocked 35,000 people off of Youngkin. They knocked 35,000 people off the voting rolls right before the election. I mean, it is just a complete violation of your oath of office. And these guys, they need to be called to account for it. I mean, just ask them directly. I mean, that of course, if some of these Southerners don't believe, they still don't believe in the 14th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and likely the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, that, and one of those conservatives perhaps is Clarence Thomas, and Clarence Thomas should remember that under the Taney decision, Dred Scott, he wouldn't even be considered a full human being. I mean, it is just, you know, that
yeah, but he's got billionaire buddies now, Mark, and he's getting paid. I mean, I'm sorry, he's getting really good loans that he doesn't have to pay back. That's not at all getting paid. I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you.
I paid some of the interest.
But here's the thing. You can ask them questions, man. We've learned this, crew. You can ask all the questions you want, but you're going to get the answer that they want to give you. And case in point, if I may, let me throw this out there. Nate, you did the hard work. Who was this? This was Scalise and Stephanopoulos. Is this yesterday, two days ago?
Steve Scalise, the former speaker candidate? I thought he was the saving grace of the Republicans.
Oh, man. I mean, you talk about asking a question and not getting the answer. Let's roll with it, Nate. Let's hear it. Cut number one.
Can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
Well, what I've told you is there are states that didn't follow their laws. That is what the state constitution, the U.S. Constitution requires. You know, I've seen in my own state where we had to send our elections commissioner to jail years ago for fraud and corruption, and we cleaned up our act in our state. Every state ought to follow the laws that are on their books. That's what the U.S. Constitution says.
Follow the laws. Oh, okay, let's hear more of this. But you didn't really answer the question. Cut to.
That's not what I asked. I say, can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
Look, Joe Biden's president. I know you and others want to talk about 2020. We're focused on the future. We've talked about 2020 a lot. We're talking about how to get our country back on track.
Okay, cut number three, please.
The president needs to take action as well. That's what we're focused on in the House.
I know that Joe Biden is president. I'm asking you a different question. Can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
What I've told you, and you've seen this, there are states that didn't follow the laws that are on their books, which is what the U.S. Constitution says they have to do.
So you just refuse to say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen.
George. I mean, that's about when Ron Johnson would start, boys, no. I've asked and answered. I'm not answering, right?
Cut four.
I know that every court that looked at whether the election was stolen said it wasn't, rejected those claims. And I asked you a very, very simple question. Now I've asked it, I think, the fifth time that you can't appear to answer. Can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
I told you there were a handful of states that didn't follow their laws. The rest did. The rest followed.
And cut five.
At some point, we should go back to following the Constitution, George.
The courts have all followed the Constitution. They all rejected the claims you just made. And I just want to say again, for the record.
Or they said there was no standing.
You cannot say that the 2020 election was not stolen. Yes or no, was the 2020 election stolen?
What I've told you is Joe Biden's the president of the United States, and right now he's failing the country on so many fronts that matter to families.
All right, you get the gist. I think Scalise goes on for like another minute not answering the question. So yeah, we can ask and we can do that. And I think, you know, well done, Stephanopoulos, holding them to the fire. But at the end of the day, if that's all they're going to spit out, that's all they're going to say, I don't even know why you bother interviewing them anymore.
Nor I. We just mocked them after the fact anyways.
You mock them to their face. They deserve endless mocking. This is a joke. Are you kidding me? You can't get away with that in a school, in a workplace, in a relationship? Are you kidding me? You get away with that as a politician? People, do better.
Dom, we got a couple things coming back. Hour two, the happier happy hour. Well, you'll just have to stick around and find out. But I know it includes sports reporter Mike Clemens.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump testified at his fraud trial in New York, where his business license is on the line for lying about his wealth and assets. CBS's Graham Cates.
At the center of this trial is whether or not these statements that they gave to banks and insurers